How do you prove what someone was thinking? How do you prove that someone has intentionally discriminated on the basis of race or sex? And of course, we have direct evidence. In the old days, employers would put signs in the windows that said simply, "Blacks need not apply." Doesn't matter if you are a Nobel Prize winner. If the color of your skin is black, don't even cross the threshold to ask for an application. We're not going to hire you. Well, if I've got one of those signs in a case, I grab that sign, I slap Exhibit 1 on it, and I've got direct proof of discrimination. Or if I have a statement, like some I've had to defend in the past, "We've got to get rid of the dinosaurs," there was an explanation. That's direct proof of discrimination. But employers, dim-witted as they are for the most part, figured out they ought to quit saying those kinds of things and certainly not writing them down. So direct proof is not that easy to come by. And if you had to rely on direct proof to prove disparate treatment, if you're a plaintiff's lawyer, your life would be much harder than it is. Because the Supreme Court early on figured out there has to be a different way of proving intentional discrimination.